Oh, yeah, Richard. The new attorney general has indicated, leave Garland the hell out of it. Just say, oh, yeah, Richard has indicated that no statement should be made with regard to this matter, because they might prejudice the rights of innocent people, or also might prejudice the prosecution. And so therefore, there should be no comment, whatever. Now, that gets the vice president the hell off the hook. I don't want the president to go in there and say, you think the president's handled, take the special prosecutor thing. Now, that goddamn thing by Percy, you know what that does? That raises that's a little son of a bitch. The day after the point, Ali Richard, what's he but a special prosecutor? You know, he's got a right to appoint a special prosecutor. And for him to come in and make a statement like that, it immediately reflects on the honesty of what we're trying to do. Don't you agree?
You know, you saw the statement I sent.
Well, at least we got everybody knows where I stand on Percy today.
That was exactly what I said in my statement. Any comment about the substance of the matter could prejudice the prosecution or the defense.
Then they picked up some little old thing that the vice president's ready to resign. What was the other one? They picked you up on it.
Well, Time and Newsweek said I was being patronizing to the president by saying I had confidence in his integrity and his.
Well, now you see my point. I don't want him to say anything.
You can't even say that.
I say, look, you've had a long talk with the president. Incidentally, I put out the vice president. I had an hour's talk today about some of his support. No, I put that out tomorrow when you announce this. We have the vice president and the president have a talk about some of the things that he's trying to do. So build him up. You see what I mean? I want to build him up. See, everybody's going to be watching for motion. They're just building up that he's doing more and all that sort of thing.
And I will. I want to.
Oh, God, damn it. Forget that. I mean, of course you want to. But I want to build him up for us. Look, I think it's just good for us. It's good for us to show that there's action and that we got a lot of good players in this team. We got a good, strong man here who wants to work his butt off, and that's that. So, I don't know if you can use it tonight or is it worth using?
I think the best time is tomorrow. I'll get together with Marshy and we'll work out a way to do this. I'll mention it briefly, but there's a better way to move it too.
Maybe said it. We had a long talk with Vice President Potter to help out at this time. We have this all and invited. So the President is named Vice Chairman of the Domestic Council with special responsibilities for intergovernmental relations, particularly the relations with mayors, governors, and county officials. You say, well, is that what he used to do before? Oh, no, he's going to have a big staff. He's going to have sort of, but he'll have special responsibilities in that area. And also,
how about saying it this way? Vice Chairman of the Domestic Council and has, in that capacity, along with the other responsibilities of a vice chairman, been asked to especially supervise the intergovernmental operation or something.
That's fine.
That means that the operation's not moved, and I'm just...
In other words, he'll have special responsibilities for supervising the intergovernmental relations staff, which is already there.
That's right.
You're going to have a staff that is independent of the rest.
And it also has the effect of saying this is just not a move back into this, but this embodies all of the domestic operation.
That's right.
Actually, in a story like this, with the moon, it bounces off of it. We can move it,
on a background basis, and then move it on an announcement basis. Make sure it's like that.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Put out the fact we
have
cabinet.
Yes, sir.
That's a good idea, Jimmy.
Yeah, it was a good
idea. Get them all in there. See if they're still alive. Also figure there, but for the grace of God, go one of them.
Glad to see Reich back. He looks a little
wan,
thin. Those radiation treatments are tough. They make you pretty tired.
Do they work?
Let's hope they do.
Fine, you can handle that. Nothing else new that I need to know about.
No, sir.
Yeah, you're right, everything through. Well, main thing is, you know, keep your old balance, boy. Don't let them get you down. They're going to beat it, don't you think?
I think the morale went up as a result of your meetings today tremendously. I don't mind that.
Why?
No, odd that it was up before. My morale's better now that I went to these meetings today and I see everybody's pulling together. Speech last night laid it out. It's off dead center. These people.
Well, we have to do something.
When they see
no the tragedy, Kevin, there was, you know, I know that a term sticks around. You take the hall of nerves, and there was Stan. I never forget Eisenhower in this room when he had the Sack Adams. God had killed him. It's like, but as I said, putting hall of nerves together. Because Adams is everything. And here are two men that have worked hard, that are loyal, that are honest and decent. I had to tell them, nobody, I feel bad for Eisenhower, but I had to do it myself. This is... But Ron, we all think it was right, don't we?
Yes, sir.
I mean, or do you agree?
It was right.
Should we go back and change our minds?
Can't go back.
It was right.
No, I said to the vice president, though, he said he thought things would cool off. I said, oh, no, they're just going to heat it up against the president now and kick the court. They really have to put the bail in the dam on all of them, or even any of them.
Well, we have a good solid ground to fight on from now. And I think, you know, that's, as you said.
Incidentally, I hope you didn't get out and start. There's an FBI man standing out in front of his damn door.
When that happened.
Remember, you asked me about that. I was so shocked. I threw the son of a bitch. I mean, poor guy, I'll have to tell him I'm sorry that I was. I mean, he was standing out there in the hall blocking my path. As I came walking, I said, who are you? Yeah. You sit inside that door and get out of here. Can you imagine that? Standing out in front of Holman's office.
Well, I'll talk to him.
What the hell was that, though? I mean, that's what do you think of it? Isn't that a term? Rock, you know, said, you don't need any memorandum, just do it. But those papers are mine. They don't belong to all of them. They're
like, it's mine.
I couldn't believe it myself. But who would have the temerity to do it? That's what really
happened.
Do I? Put the
order those men out.
I don't know who ordered the men out there, but as I understand it, Father John wanted this done too. And the reason for it, the thing got distorted a little bit because it broke up a wire without an announcement. And then the press started, and we felt that the best way to handle it was to basically be very free about it. That Father John wanted it for a procedural purpose. But the reason they wanted it, the reason, what I mentioned to you, Richardson, the Buckles House and Garment, I guess, talked about in last night's discussion with Father John. The reason they wanted it so that there could be no question later in Father John's image.
The way I understand
it. They write the files, and they wanted to go overboard. I mean, the guy standing out from the office, he could have sat in the office, was to make absolutely sure that a week from now or a month from now, because they are involved in a transitional period, that a charge could not be made against Richardson in his procedure, or against Bob and John, be unprovable that the process of their transition.
All right, by God. Ron, but looking, cosmetics do make a lot of difference, though. And by God, we've got little secretaries and everything else running out here. It looks like you've got these guys under house arrest.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Good. They have now moved to, this was,
Nobody's
going to go. We're going to finish with that now, apparently, because they have now moved the files to a central location, and it's going to be all worked out today. So, that
poor FBI guy's probably just shocked beyond belief because I said, you get inside here. Get inside. Sit in there. That's where you belong. I was so curious. I was really mad. Wouldn't you be mad?
Yes, indeed, I would. I think you scared Elliot this afternoon.
I'm scared.
Scared everybody else.
You are.
No, you're pretty firm. I've never seen you quite that firm, Mr. President.
Well, I didn't know, sir.
You didn't look like you were about to take any nonsense from anywhere.
Well, you have to do that sometimes, don't you?
Yes.
I said that because I had just addressed the briefing, you know, after a week.
It's a bad story, though, being even in the briefing.
FBI and are out in front of the president's, watching the president's. Oh, God, that just makes me sick.
Well, it was a story anyway, you see, because as I mentioned it, that leaked.
Leaked,
I don't know. It moved on UPI, and then the people came in and started coming to me, and I'm trying to find out how to add it. And I thought, you know, the garment, and see what the true issue was, and it wouldn't be as disparaging for Bob and John as a leaked story would suggest FBI men were converging on the plan.
I do. I think
you like that, don't you?
Yes.
You know, he's under fire, so.
Yeah, you know, I saw all that, but he handled that very well, and so did you. I think George Shultz is doing a hell of a job, too.
Yes. Okay, from now on, the vice president will be in the quadrant meeting tomorrow, right? But I wouldn't make a big thing out of that. He just attends and announces that the vice president sat in, right? He always sits in the NSC. He sits in the leaders' meetings. But I would announce tomorrow that he will be vice chairman of the domestic council, right? That'll be a very good move. And also, he can help channel off.
Mm-hmm.
Take a few calls. He can call some of these damn governors.
Actually, Mr. President, in terms of the announcement, we could just say you'd be vice chairman of the domestic council and not be defendant, but not define the area of responsibility.
Let that drift out later.
That's right.
Fit something. That's better.
That's better. Otherwise, every governor's going to call you.
Yeah.
The best thing for you to do is to be vice chairman of that, and then you get on the horn with the governors in July.
That's a good idea, and it'll surface as I go around.
Sure, but also if you mention vice chairman, it seems like you are at a broader.
That's it.
Very good. Otherwise, it looks like you just went back to your old job.
Yes, that's right.
Good point, Ron.
I mean, you know what you will be concentrating. You will be concentrating in that area.
I think that would be much better. I'll be concentrating on other areas too, but that'll be one of the ones that I want to get into principally immediately to contact our people, make sure they're informed. I met with some of our party people in Arkansas, and they weren't all excited.
What is this?
This is about 2 weeks ago, and I went down to Jersey, and then I met the Pennsylvania people the other day. Well, they're pretty nervous things. We've got a very liberal party contingent up there. Cliff Jones and Sally Stauffer. And Tom McCabe.
We carry it, but that's.
But they're not. They're part of the Eastern viewpoint and much more affected by.
There really is a difference.
The gossip. What a difference there is.
Like I said, the New York crowd today.
Yeah, but you're right, Mr. President. The way you get at them is not by giving them something vulnerable to peck at. You get at them by accomplishment. That's how you got at them when you went to China and the Soviet Union. Because they can't ignore those stories. They can't characterize those stories. And the war, of course. And I get sort of disgusted when I hear people beginning to discuss academically the legal justification for the continued bombing in Cambodia. The legal justification, when the Cambodian government wants it, when the North Vietnamese are in there aggressively against the agreement. What's the matter with our people that they look to fight this battle on the enemy's grounds all the time? I don't understand it. But I've sat and watched you make some pretty tough decisions. I never will forget that Haiphong Harbor one. I guess that was the most unpredictable of all. Because that was doing the unthinkable when it had to be done. And I really I admire the way you handled it and everything else in these critical areas.
Well, anyway, get to work. And as I say, keep your tail and have confidence in things.
All right, and please.
And I'll understand everything. I know I'm a president of ours. The moment you ever say anything, though, anything, they go after you.
See, political ambition is not as fiery as it is a desire to be helpful.
I know. Well, I appreciate that. And as a matter of fact, though, that's life. You're here. And you've got to, and you know, you must not. Just do your job.